USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is imploring Americans to get vaccinated as the Delta variant spreads across the United States. Biden adding that later this week, the United States is expected to hit the 160 million mark for those fully vaccinated. Regarding those not vaccinated, Biden talks about a new strategy.
Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
Biden not saying how they would know who was vaccinated and who still needed to be vaccinated. Four more bodies are being pulled from the rubble of the South Florida condo building collapse. That brings the total confirmed dead to 36, with 109 still unaccounted for. This as rescue crews spent part of the day dealing with stormy conditions from Tropical Storm Elsa. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As more and more states relax some of their COVID-19 restrictions, not all restaurants will be ready for your next visit.
The big issue is the labor shortages, not to mention the pressures on the supply chain. Restaurant industry expert Chris DeRode is with SSCP Management, which currently owns or operates 60-plus commercial real estate properties, the 300-unit CC's Pizza brand, the Roy's Hawaiian Fusion fine dining chain, and hundreds of Applebee's and Sonic's.
There was a pizza place a couple weeks ago someone told me about, a big chain, I'll leave them unnamed, who didn't have cheese. They're a pizza place. So there are significant issues happening out there with the supply chain.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Gas prices have stopped rising for at least a moment. AAA reporting the national average for a regular price of gasoline is $3.13 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A variant of COVID-19 is continuing to cause concern across the United States. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
As the Delta variant of the COVID-19 vaccine continues in the United States, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the unvaccinated account for the virus's stronghold.
Approximately 1,000 counties in the United States have vaccination coverage of less than 30%. These communities, primarily in the Southeast and Midwest, are our most vulnerable.
The National Education Association pledged to teach critical race theory in all 50 states and across more than 14,000 school districts where the union operates. In addition, the nation's largest teachers union says they will dedicate a team of staffers to provide guidance on how to fight back against anti-CRT rhetoric. Cheryl Wonderchain is a teacher in Northern Virginia. She tells Fox News it's no surprise that unions are pushing CRT.
You know, these unions have really showed us their true colors over the past year with, you know, bullying the CDC into putting out guidance to keep the schools shuttered. And I had an opportunity to look at some of the agenda for the NEA meeting that just wrapped up. And, you know, there was nothing on there about, you know, increasing literacy or remediation for all the learning loss over the past year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.